I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, June 3rd. An estimated 4,500 people participated in a rally to support the Black Lives Matter movement in Quincy Center last night. Participants carried signs calling for an end to police brutality in the wake of the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The rally ended with a march down Hancock Street to Wollaston Center. There was no damage and only one arrest before the rally. A Chelsea man allegedly tried to stab two police officers. No one was hurt. Mayor Thomas Koch and city councilors Ann Mahoney, Brian Palmucci, Brad Kroll, and Nina Liang participated in the rally. Many Quincy Center businesses were boarded up in advance of the march. However, no damage was reported. Quincy City Hall will reopen to the public on Monday. Mayor Thomas Koch says residents are still encouraged to conduct business online or over the phone when possible. However, the city offices will be open. Facial coverings, social distancing, and limited capacity in the building will be part of the reopening to help protect the public and employees. Appointments will be required for services such as marriage licenses, and residents are urged to call ahead before visiting City Hall. Business in other buildings, such as the Planning Department at Coddington Hall and the DPW on C Street, will continue operating by appointment only. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says in-person high school graduation ceremonies will likely be held in late July at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The state will not allow Quincy to hold the ceremonies prior to the July 18th date that was established by the Education Commissioner. Koch says two ceremonies will be needed for Quincy High School and one for North Quincy High School in order to achieve proper social distancing. A video tribute to the class of 2020 will be released on what would have been graduation ceremonies on June 8th and June 9th before the coronavirus pandemic. This week, virtual awards ceremonies are being held for high school seniors on the Quincy Public Schools website, organized by members of the PTO. There are now 1,217 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. 903 people have recovered, and there have been 121 deaths. There are now over 101,000 cases confirmed in Massachusetts. At least two events that are typically held in Quincy this month are going virtual. Quincy Pride will be presenting Quincy Pride Online this coming Sunday. Public is invited to participate in Drag Queen Brunch at 11:30, and then a story hour at 3 p.m. And a portion of the proceeds will benefit the Quincy Relief Fund, which was established to help people recover from the pandemic. That fund is now topped $250,000. You can go to quincypride.com for all the details. And Dove Domestic Violence Ended is taking their annual Divas Dance Party online this year. The virtual party is scheduled for June 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. There will be a live auction to raise money for the organization. Go to dovema.org for tickets and for more information. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Wednesday, June 3rd.